And last week, and welcome to those who are returning listeners, and also welcome to those who perhaps didn't listen last week. I did give quite a lengthy sort of intro spiel on Arthur last week, so I won't do the same again this week because of the time. And we did focus on a lot of Arthur's solo material with cello and voice last week. We'll touch a little bit on that material this week, but also we're going to explore some of the amazing dance music which Arthur made, in which he still manages to involve his cello and his singing, but more importantly, this music remains some of the most important experimental electronic music ever made, and I think its relevance is still very, very high today. So we'll hear some of those productions, which is probably what he's better known for. Woody McDonald from Wigwam Bam was kind enough to flow me an interview that Arthur Russell gave on college radio in 1986. Woody actually mentioned this to me about 4 weeks ago when I told him that I was going to do this special. And it took us until last night to get it together, to get together and trade this interview. And what I found on there, Woody hadn't had a chance to listen to it, was a veritable goldmine of Arthur playing live on a program on college radio. It's a pretty rough recording. The interview's very hard to hear, and it's got a lot of tape hiss on it. But I stayed up very late last night with my ears just about popping off as I listened to this interview and these recordings of Arthur. He's jamming live over tapes of recordings he's done, and sort of segueing between pre-recorded stuff and cello. And yeah, it's quite amazing. So I'm going to play you some of that to get started tonight on the show. Sort of about a 12-minute segment I added together of music and talking. Although I must warn you, the announcer didn't seem like he knew much about Arthur Russell. Maybe it was a pretty sort of on-the-fly interview. So it's pretty frustrating to hear Arthur talking and not much coming back from the other side of the radio desk. Although, in reading a lot over the years about this wonderful musician, I've come to realize that he was probably quite shy. You can tell that from his music. But that also he was probably not one to go out and sort of ruthlessly promote himself. And also at the time that he was producing music, apart from his dance music, his solo music wasn't hugely well received, and he makes note of this. Well, it doesn't really make note, but mentions that what I like is not what everybody else seems to like in this interview. And that's actually a really sad moment for me, because this interviewer just could have got so much more out of Arthur. You can hear it in the way he was talking, and unfortunately it just didn't eventuate. And apparently it's one of the only known radio interviews that he ever gave. So enough talking by me. We'll get through to 8 o'clock, and this features a version of In the Light of the Miracle, which is a song that Arthur produced as a dance song. There's a couple of versions floating around of it, but this features a solo cello and voice version, which comes out of him jamming over the top of School Bell Treehouse, one of his better known productions under Indian Ocean. This is just amazing. I hope you enjoy it. You're on 3RRR. Dream.
Inside there's only tables and chairs. It seems so empty without you to be there. You have a way changing faces. Makes me think about you when it's only me there. Finally I'm learning to be by myself without hoping for you to return. Even so, I think that I'll go out the door and sit looking for you up the seashore. I'll be outside until you come back. I'll be outside. I'll be outside until you come back. I'll be outside. His back and see her eye. Only loves the Milky Way before the sky turns into day. On the rainbow line, she sees a tent and goes inside.
Listening to live music with Arthur Russell here on the Music for Modern Ears program. And that came out of a record, recorded music, almost seamlessly, I might add. Is that a kind of thing that you spend any time doing, working with tapes and adding live sounds? Have you ever? I mean, I noticed that some of the things here.
Well, I just played a backups. Tape and played along with it a minute ago.
Uh-huh.
And I do that at home a lot for fun. Well, it's not really for fun. I'm supposed to be working, but it's you know, working in the studio is a matter of overdubbing. So it's, you know, natural extension of that. And the idea of, but in terms of working with tapes and live performance, I don't do that too much. But I am interested in sequenced material of various kinds that would be played back with a fixed rhythmic orientation. And but I haven't worked that much with drum machines, although that they would come under that category. I might do that. I don't own a drum machine myself. But it's fun to play along with tapes. I don't know exactly what my attitude towards it is, except I got into having this solo configuration so I could somehow make a live drum machine or something like that, just as kind of starting out as a challenge and gradually working into almost a full-time commitment, which is what it's become now. My parents used to listen to a lot of records. And they used to listen to mostly jazz, and they had a lot of records. A lot of them were West Coast jazz at the time, and they also had a lot of classical records. So, I mean, I think as a little boy, I liked Tchaikovsky a lot, and I still do. I still think he's really intriguing music. Although there was this tendency to go through a period of thinking that he was somehow less than first rate. I think that there is a tendency to denigrate Tchaikovsky and other people like Tchaikovsky merely because they're popular. I mean, merely because they're so popular. And that in itself has become a real fascination to me lately. How that process occurs, which once again is the same as ideas and words and things accruing meaning on the basis of either cultural hierarchy or through a personal perception or imagination or something like that. But anyway, yeah, I did like Tchaikovsky was one, and then we had this record that was they didn't list the musicians. It was called The Bearcats Live at some club. It was Dixieland music. Another record was Jimmy Rushing in Kansas City. Those are the first things that come to my mind. But, you know, the records you listen to when you're small, I think they have a big effect on you. Most sure. Probably.
I see there's a harmonica floating around here. And I wonder, are there any other instruments that you also perform on, as well as a cello? Singing.
Well, I play keyboards and I play guitar too. I played guitar in this band, The Necessaries, for a year or two. But mostly it would be keyboards, I guess, is the other instrument I would play. But I've been trying to avoid getting into playing it, even though I just bought one. I like playing it, but I've been trying to avoid, you know, relying on it too much. To try to rely on something like this, it's more difficult to make a long show that's interesting. So even it's not only difficult because it's difficult, but it's also difficult aesthetically because the things that I like seem to be so different. I don't know, they're not the things that everybody likes, but there seem to be some things that will reach both, you know, bands. Will there be a band of intersection between the two?
I hear tell that there's a live appearance. Was it next week?
Yeah, on April 23rd at the Kitchen on 19th Street in Manhattan.
Okay, 19th Street in Manhattan at the Kitchen. And it's April 23rd. I'll have to remind folks about that. And you have currently on the charts in Britain a single. Can you tell us a little about that?
Well, it's really not my record, but I did the music. I worked really hard on it. It was a couple of years ago. It's called Wax the Van by Lola, who Lola Blank, who is married to Bob Blank, who's a well-known studio owner in New York, really one of the best studios in the city. So it's a couple years old, but it just came out maybe a month or two ago, and it's pretty popular in England apparently, although I haven't been there to see what it's like. I know it's number 9 on the dance charts there. I think it's going to be number 12 here next week, but
it's quite an accomplishment.
A rare insight into the mind of one of modern music's most enchanting personalities. That was Arthur Russell, if you've just tuned in. A recording of a college radio interview from America in 1986. And some of the songs you heard in amidst that that kind of somewhat medley that was made up of the music before that was School Bell Treehouse was the more kind of beat-oriented one that segued into a version of In the Light of the Miracle, which we might hear in its more discified or dance form a little bit later on. If you're on Max Headroom and we're in the middle of a special about Arthur Russell and his music, in 1979, Arthur recorded an album under the name Dinosaur L. The year before, he'd released one of the first singles on Sire Records, who later home to Madonna and Talking Heads, of a song called Kiss Me Again, which went quite nuts in New York and became a big hit in clubs like The Loft, The Paradise Garage, and The Gallery. This Dinosaur L album was shelved for a couple of years until Sleeping Bag Records, a label that Arthur set up with another gentleman from New York named Steve DeQuisto, finally released it in a very limited edition, a number of 500, with a hand screen printed cover. And that trades for silly, silly money on the internet these days, although there was a reissue of it some years ago, but quite hard to track down. We're going to hear a couple of songs off this record over the next 40 minutes as we get towards 8 o'clock. And coming up very shortly as well, the seminal, wonderful Pop Your Funk, which was an outtake from the Loose Joint Sessions that created the wonderful Is It All Over My Face, a song that we can hopefully get time to hear. We'll be right back. Arthur Russell original called Keeping Up. It's featured on a compilation released by Soul Jazz in 2004 called The World of Arthur Russell, which collected together quite a good cross-section of his work for disco and also some of his well-known tracks that were remixed more danceably by people like Walter Gibbons and Larry Levan, but also some of his more experimental cello stuff that's in the vein of that song. And the publishing for that one seems to reside with Point Music, which is Philip Glass's label, and Philip Glass was incidentally the first person to release Arthur's music posthumously. He passed away in 1992 from AIDS-related illnesses, and 2 years later, a compilation was released called Another Thought, which collected together some out of print, some unreleased material and various bits of works in progress that were edited together at the Point Music Studios and released. And the song we'll hear in just a moment, called In the Light of the Miracle, is from that collection. There are other versions of this song in much longer extended mixes. There's a 13-minute mix on that same World of Arthur Russell compilation, and there is also a Walter Gibbons mix and some various other ones, but we'll hear a short one because time is of the essence here. We're going to finish up at 8 o'clock with this special, and Neil comes in to take you through till 10 with the Australian Mood here on Triple R. But before keeping up, we heard Kiss Me Again, the original edit by Dinosaur. And apparently David Byrne plays guitar on that track, although whether or not that's a fact or fiction is not known. I've never seen a copy of the original 12-inch. But David Byrne happily admits that it was Arthur's odd horn arrangements for a couple of early Talking Heads songs that caused him to reconsider his musical approach or think a little differently about it. And apparently Arthur nearly joined the band in the late 70s, which is a little known fact. Loose Joints before that with the quite seminal Pop Your Funk, which became an alt disco hit with its kind of rough, almost proto-techno beats and very sort of wavering. The melody just kind of comes in and out. And that came out of a really short piece called No Thank You, which is from the Dinosaur L record 2424 Music from Sleeping Bag. And the name of that album comes from Arthur's interest in 24-bar patterns, repetitions in that particular structure, and he worked a lot, particularly in his dance music productions, on using that structure in various ways and edited tape endlessly and endlessly and endlessly to make it fit within his crazy vision. We'll hear some more from that interview before we head off. But right now it's time for In the Light of the Miracle, Eon 3, Triple R, and The Max Headroom Show.
light, calling in the light.
What irons do you have on the fire now, Arthur? You have some plans for...
Well, I'm working on a new album for Rough Trade. It should be done maybe in the next month. And that will be... Some of the songs that are on World of Echo will be on that record. That is to say, there's one song called Lucky Cloud that is the same song, the same vocal and instrumental tracks, except the drums are turned off on World of Echo. And then on the other record, they'll be turned on. That should be a pretty good dance record, I think. And See Through is another song on the album that will have, you know, has a pretty good groove to it. Treehouse, incidentally, was the one we heard before. There's also a version of that on World of Echo. So there's basically the same tracks, but remixed, you know, with this in a solo configuration. So when that album is done, and it should probably come out in England, probably a couple of months, and I'm probably going to be working on some concerts and be playing at the Dance Theater Workshop with Allison Salting, a choreographer, on May 30th and 31st, I believe. And that will be, you know, using this instrumentation also. And then in the summer, I'm going to makes very certain plans of an uncertain nature. Have a good time, I mean.
Okay. And well, I think that it's getting to be that time. I just wondered, Steve, is the theme music there? Someplace?
Thank you. Thank you.
loose joints with a killer piece of disco not disco called Tell You Today. It was released in 1983 on 4th and Broadway, but it came out a little more recently on a compilation called Disco Not Disco that was put together by Strut. It featured no less than 4 Arthur Russell related songs on the one comp compiled by Joey Negro and Sean P, and it's a fantastic compilation. I think the vinyls may be out of print, but you can still get the CD of Disco Not Disco, and there's a volume 2 as well. Really great collections. Dinosaur L before that with Clean On Your Bean from 12-inch, which was, and that was the B-side for the famous Go Bang, which we didn't get to hear tonight. There's many things we didn't get to hear tonight, and it's just about time for this second part of Special on Arthur Russell to come to an end. Of course, for the diehard fans out there, there's so much more to play, but perhaps there's a part 3 in the works for this Arthur Russell special. I'll keep digging and keep reading and keep finding out about this amazing man, and if I get enough material together, then maybe I'll come back and present another edition. For those of you that have just been introduced to the music of Arthur Russell, I hope that you can see through this seemingly garish veneer of the disco that I've played to the kind of quirky heart and soul of his music. And we started that bracket with In the Light of the Miracle from the Philip Glass release compilation, Another Thought. I'm going to leave you with a few more minutes from this interview that I pieced together last night. And as I mentioned, if you've just tuned in, this is off College Radio in 1986. Woody McDonald from the Wigwam Band program here on Triple R just passed it on to me, and I think it came to him via way of Steve Knutson, who's the head of Audica Records, who have been diligently re-releasing Arthur's lost music over the last 4 years, most recently a collection of instrumentals from 1974. You can go to www.audica.com to find out more about those records, and from there you can link to a whole lot of places and you can go deeper into the world of Arthur Russell. But I must say thanks to Steve indirectly for this interview and live performances that you're about to hear. Coming up at 8 is The Australian Mood. You can catch me here on Triple R on Sunday nights from 8 to 10 on Against the Arctic in my usual place. I hope you've enjoyed this. I'll see you sometime soon.
Right off with something live in our studios here at Stony Brook, and this is music of Arthur Russell.
You found in me the boy with a smile on his face. You found in found in me the boy with a smile on me. You found it on me, platform on the ocean. You found in me when you looked in the garden. You found me, yeah. Black on you.
Urbanology bursts out of the city, Morganics, and direct from the UK, Robert Hilton, present their psychedelic takes on the hip-hop genre. Beatbox collides with hard rock riffs, freestyle and text, and dance with live beats as Billy Business sets the pace for Robert Hilton's verse.
Follow this, like the Leyland brothers from the outback to the metropolis. Redfern to Derby to Wilcannia to the territory. Fellas in
beatboxer, MC and B-boy Morganics delivers his hit one-man show, Crouching B-Boy, Hidden Dreadlocks. On now till Sunday the 17th of September at Arts House Meat Market. Book now at easytix.com.au/artshouse. Arts House and City of Melbourne sponsoring Triple R.
This Wednesday, September 20th, is the final pay-up for this year's Free Range Radiothon. Subscribe now and still be in the running for these business prizes.
One day of photography and digital retouching from Shell Productions. Legal fees to the value of $1,000 from Dwyer & Co. Castledon Place, Lonsdale Street City. One brand new website or enhancements or updates to the winner's current site from bangonit.com.au. 6 months supply of freshly roasted Australian grown Eureka coffee from Eureka Coffee Growers Espresso Bar, 332 St George's Road, Fitzroy North. Professional signage from Vital Signs to promote your business. A 12-month Genesis Fitness Gym membership, including a portable radio, two personal training sessions, and a sports pack. From Ready Set Websites, a DIY small business. 12 months hosting, a .com.au domain name with up to 6 email addresses. And from CyberSource DataSafe, a self-contained server appliance, perfect for set and forget network backups and archiving documents for personal or business computers.
Thanks to all the listeners who've already subscribed this year and all our Free Range Radiothon sponsors.
Join us on the farm!
Prize winners announced during the Breakfasters on Friday the 22nd.
Mothership control in readiness. Sonic assassins cleared for space flight. Countdown starting now.